Chapter 10, Dangerous Emotions. Cesare couldn't stop shaking. Maybe he should have let Jafar hire an assassin. He didn't know how he'd be able to survive seeing Keen again. It wasn't so bad dealing with Keen before. He'd never been happy, so he didn't know what he was missing. But now he knew what he'd been missing all those years. He couldn't let Serafina go through the same hell. She was precious and good. She deserved the happy life that Jafar could give her. She deserved to be loved. Everything is going to be fine. Cesare winced before looking over his shoulder. Jafar had caught him staring aimlessly at Serafina's sleeping form. "You don't know that," he mumbled. The need to not argue with an alpha was ingrained into his personality. But he couldn't help himself. "What if... I will not let him take her." With a firm but gentle grip, Jafar turned Cesare until he had no choice but to look at him. "Do I seem like the type to give up on a fight?" Despite the fear and anxiety in Cesare's mind, he couldn't help but crack a small smile. While he may not agree with Jafar's assertion that he was an asshole, his lover was an argumentative, contrary sort that liked to get his way. "I will burn this world to the ground before I let Keen get his hands on Serafina, or you," Jafar growled. He tugged on Che's hand and pulled him into their room. "You are mine," he continued. "I'll never let anyone hurt you again." It sounded so good, but it didn't do anything to allay the panic in Cesare's gut. "I'm just so scared." Jafar sighed and drew Cesare into a tight hug. The sandalwood scent and vice-like grip of Jafar's arms helped steady Che and soothed away the panic. "I love you, Che. I'm not going to let anything happen to you." "What?" Cesare screeched and would have pushed out of Jafar's arms if his hold hadn't been so strong. "You don't love me." Jafar didn't let him go, but he relaxed his arms enough that they could look face to face. Jafar's eyebrows were drawn together, but not in anger. He looked deep in thought as he frowned at Che. "I love you, Che. I have never loved anyone before you and Serafina. Not my family, no friends, never a hookup or partner, but I love you, and I will protect what I love." His brain could not process the words. Hormones, sure. Lust, certainly. Affection for Serafina, probably, but Jafar couldn't love him. "But I'm a mess," Cesare said, tears falling down his face again. He shook his head, but Jafar held him firm. "I love you," Jafar repeated. "I'm no catch, either."
You're perfect, and you deserve..."
"I don't deserve you. You deserve much better than me. But I'm selfish enough to keep you." Jafar hesitated momentarily, his jaw trembling in uncharacteristic vulnerability. "But if you don't want me, I'll still pay for Jasmine, and you can stay."
"I do,"
Cesare mumbled. He felt dizzy from the confusing roller coaster of emotions.
"You make me so happy, Jafar. I don't understand what you could possibly see in me."
Jafar smiled slowly. Moving his grip to Cesare's wrist, he tugged him over to the low dresser and turned Cesare until he was looking into the mirror. "I see a man with a kind heart," Jafar murmured, plastering himself to his back, his tongue traced against the curve of Che's ear while his fingers got busy with his shirt. "I see a father who risked everything for a better life for his daughter. I see a sexy Omega that makes my blood heat every time I see him." Cesare moaned a little when Jafar slid the shirt off his shoulders. His teeth scraped against Cesare's mating bond, and Che's legs almost gave out. He definitely didn't see what Jafar saw, but it wouldn't be terrible to be loved by him. Jafar took care of things he loved. Jafar made a tiny tisking noise when he ran his hands up Cesare's flank. "You're still too skinny, Hayati. I look forward to spoiling you until you're healthy again." His hands found the top of Cesare's pants and slid them down. "But you never lost this." His thumbs grazing over the globes of Cesare's ass before pulling them apart. "You're the sexiest Omega that I've ever been with." Cesare couldn't hold back the whimper when Jafar's tongue started tracing his spine. He'd been so embarrassed the first time that he hadn't been able to get slick, but Jafar hadn't made a big deal out of it, and he seemed to enjoy eating Cesare out as much as Che did. "I don't love you for your body, but it's such a nice perk." "Why do you love me?" Cesare asked, his voice cracking when Jafar lapped at his rim. "I love you because you are kind," Jafar said, licking over him again. "I love you because you calm my tumultuous moods." Another tantalizing lick. "I love you because you are such a wonderful father to our daughter, and I can't wait to see you round with more." This time he speared his tongue in, teasing the inside of his passage. Cesare keened loudly and had to catch himself on the surface of the dresser. "I love you because being around you makes me want to be a better man." Jafar sucked on his rim and slipped his finger inside. "I love you, Cesare, because you make me happy. And I don't think I was ever happy before I met you." Cesare was pouring slick, more than ready for Jafar's cock, but he knew better than to expect it yet. Instead, Jafar slipped another finger in beside his first, his fingers pistoned and aimed straight for his prostate. Instead of continuing to tongue his hole, Jafar stood. His arm snaked up Cesare's chest and held his face so he had no choice but to look into the mirror at his debauched form. "I love you, Che," Jafar groaned, thrusting his fingers and making Cesare sob. "I love our family." Che's fingers clawed against the smooth wood while the pleasure built and built. "I love you, and I'll protect you." Maybe the next day, Cesare would go back to not believing Jafar, but for the moment, he let himself believe in Jafar's love. He let the words wash over him and send him into ecstasy. Tears of happiness and relief ran down his face as exquisite pleasure coursed through his body. Jafar peeled him off the wood and carried him to the bed, murmuring sweet words to him along the way. "Do you mean it, Jafar?" "Every word." New tears sprang to his eyes, and he reached up to run his fingers through Jafar's beard. "I believe you." He hoped that Jafar wasn't disappointed, that Cesare couldn't say the words yet. But the Alpha seemed pleased enough with Che's trust. He grinned broadly while he undressed. How someone that looked like that could love someone like Cesare, he'd never understand. But he'd trust Jafar. Cesare tried to focus on Jasmine's last-minute instructions, but his body was in full fight-or-flight mode. Any second now, Keen would be walking through those doors. For the first time in weeks, he'd be face-to-face with his own personal nightmare. At least Serafina wasn't there. Jafar had found someone to watch her. He'd gone back and forth about whether to bring her or get a babysitter. This was the first time they'd ever been apart, and Che's breasts already ached for his daughter. But ultimately, it was more important to him that Keen not be in the same room as his angel. He just wished that Jafar could sit next to him. He was there in the back of the room, but it wasn't close enough. He needed his Jafar next to him. He needed his strength. He recognized the instant when Keen strolled into the courtroom. Every hair on the back of his neck stood up on end, as his body recognized the threat. Jasmine's hand slid under the table until it grasped his. If he couldn't have his own alpha next to him, at least he had this one. For all the animosity between Jasmine and Jafar, they both decided that they were going to be Cesare's fiercest protectors. "How's it going, Che?" Jasmine stood, blocking Keen's advance. Despite being shorter, she still managed to look down her nose at the other alpha. "Excuse me, Mr. Keen," she said, her voice dripping with disdain. "You will not be addressing my client. If you have something to say, you can talk to me." "Ah, I just want to talk to my old flame. But I get why you're so protective. Alphas do love playing with Cesare." Images of Keen's friends, rough hands, and choking grips threatened to make Cesare dart out of the room. But the door to the judge's chambers opened before Cesare could give in to his cowardly instincts. His legs trembled, but he managed to stand and follow the instructions that Jasmine had coached him through. The judge looked kind, although he did pontificate on the tragedy of broken homes. Jasmine sounded so impressive, but he still tried not to listen to her. He didn't need to hear about the years of Keene's abuse. He didn't need to relive the way Keene had sent Cesare into premature labor, or the way he'd attacked him while he lay defenseless in a hospital bed. Instead, he stared at the scarred wood of the table and tried to concentrate on Jafar. Even with everyone else in the room, Cesare could pick out his sandalwood scent. Jafar said that he loved him. Jafar said that he'd protect him. Jafar had never given him a reason to doubt him. "Your Honor," the confidence in the voice of Keene's lawyer made Cesare tremble, "we will admit that Mr. Keene acted unwisely that day in the hospital, but we dispute the rest of Mr. Caligari's claims. He was not abusive during the relationship and only lost his temper that day due to concern over his newborn daughter. Throughout these proceedings, we will prove that Mr. Caligari is an unfit parent and should not keep custody of their daughter."
"It sounds like you are arguing for their daughter to be put into state custody rather than given to Mr. Keene," the judge asked.
"Sir," Keene sounded earnest and not at all like the monster he was, "my only concern is that my daughter is safe, whether that is with me or another family."
"That is very magnanimous of you, Mr. Keene, but a child needs their parents. What makes you think that your daughter is so unsafe in your Omega's custody?"
Cesare wanted to scream. He wasn't Keene's Omega. He never had been and never would be. And the audacity of Keene saying that Cesare was the danger when it was Keene that had almost killed them.
"Your Honor, I'm very sorry to have to bring this up. I care very strongly for Cesare, but he has a very serious drug problem. He's been an addict for many years. Even worse, he's regularly traded his body for his next fix. I worry what he'd do with such a defenseless child in his custody."
Tears poured out of Cesare's eyes, and he tried to catch his breath. He was an addict because of Keene. He'd only slept with those alphas because Keene made him. But he'd never do anything to Serafina. He'd lay down his life before he let anyone hurt his baby.
"These are very serious allegations, Mr. Keene."
"We have proof, Your Honor," the lawyer said, moving to the little screen to pull up a video. "In addition to being an addict and prostitute, Mr. Caligari also participated in videotaping his depraved acts. I apologize for the graphic nature of this, but I think this will help show that no child should be allowed in Mr. Caligari's custody." It felt like all the blood in his body was draining onto the floor. He heard Jasmine's angry objections, but all Cesare could stare at was the screen. The lawyer smirked before he pressed a button, and one of the worst moments of his life was displayed for all to see.